Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Speak Now Pro Wrestling. It's your girl, Denise Salcedo, with the OG Righteous Reg. And it is Wednesday, May 29th, and we are here to talk about AEW Dynamite, which took place in Los Angeles. That's why the show is late, because I literally just walked in this door a couple minutes ago. Reg, what is up?
You tell me, Denise, you're the one that just came from AEW Dynamite, that main event. There was a lot going on. I was like, there's some wrestling afterwards. I can't believe we're starting so fast, but I knew you weren't going to stick around and watch whatever they're taping after that. So how was it in the live crowd, Denise? It didn't, you know, it sounded loud. It didn't look the best, but how was it?
Okay, so in terms of where should I begin? God. So the show I thought was pretty fun today. Yeah. I do wish that MJF would have been in the audience, because I think everybody was expecting it. And I don't, how do you go to Los Angeles and not have MJF on your show? I think that was like the big thing. And the second that the graphic showed, oh, MJF will be on here next week, everybody was like moaning. It was so funny, right? Because the guy behind me was like, where the hell are they next week? How the hell do you not have MJF in LA? They're going to be in some shitty town next week. And I was like, amen, brother. You want to join the California connection?
Right, straight up.
Yeah, I feel like definitely for this crowd, you absolutely need to bring in your biggest stars, because this is a huge market. Now, I have been, Reg, at every single show that AEW has had in the Kia Forum, and I have seen the difference in audiences in terms of how many tickets they sold, how many tickets they didn't sell, and the first one versus the one that I just came from. And yes, you do need to bring in MJF, especially when you are in Los Angeles, because you want to keep basically telling people, hey, keep showing up to your shows, because we're going to be to the shows, because we're going to be showing you our big stars. With that being said, though, dude, that Casino Gauntlet match made this show. That was the best part, got the best reaction. And that was the part of the show where I felt like it was worth it to be here tonight.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how was it expected that MJF was going to be there? I mean, yeah, in general, but was the crowd like, we expect kind of this to happen?
Because I blame you, Reg. This is not your fault.
Oh my God, why is the blame being placed on me? I just don't understand. No, seriously, it was kind of a head scratcher, especially when they announced it right before. It's a good tactic also, Denise, right? Because we're about to have this gauntlet. They're supposed to be surprised. They're supposed to be this. You want to kind of eliminate that MJF is coming out, right? Or is that a bad idea?
No, I think that they needed to have MJF on the show, because it felt huge. He's the biggest thing that, you know, has happened recent weeks with AEW.
Osprey.
Well, okay. Of course. Yeah, but they've been there now, Reg. It's been a few weeks. It's been a few months. MJF just got there. I think everybody in the crowd today went to the show expecting to see MJF. Be honest, and to everybody here in the chat, did you tune in to the show expecting MJF on the show? Honestly, tell me in the comments, because I was definitely expecting MJF on the show. All right, Reg, this is LA. We are bougie here, okay? We require VIP A++ red carpet shit for every single pro wrestling show that steps onto this turf.
But I mean, think of what happened in the show.
Yeah, everyone is saying no. You guys are lying. You guys are lying. They're just lying. Everybody's lying.
I'm telling you, Denise, look at what happened on the show. Look at what was established. We had the Casino Gauntlet. It established the next challenger for the champion. Where would Max's place have been in this show?
don't know, Reg. I ain't a booker. If I was a booker, I wouldn't be right here right now doing this podcast.
I'm just asking, where would a 20-minute promo have been in this show?
Reg, this is all your fault. Had you not gone on your rant on our past show, maybe MJF heard it. And he was like, you know what? Reg has got a point. I ain't going to show up on Wednesday because I just got nothing new to say.
That is not what I said. I said show up. Look, now you put words in my mouth, Denise. What the hell's going on here? This is crazy.
It is. Speak now, pro wrestling after dark, baby. Anyways, but whatever. That's not even part of the show. I don't even care that much. Anyways.
He wasn't there.
Moving on. I am so stoked about the way that the show closed that I cannot wait to talk about that. So let's get to it right the hell now, because I know that this is the hot topic and I've already seen some of the comments that people have put here on the chat, and I have seen some of the comments that people have put on Twitter. Yeah. And it is regarding that Casino Gauntlet match that we got, which we saw Will Ospreay get the victory. And at Forbidden Door, we're going to be seeing Will Ospreay versus Swerve Strickland. Now, before we get to the big outcome, what the hell did you think of this match? We had Shota Umino. We had Hoochie Cheryl,
baby, back in the building. I was very surprised. I thought this was super hot, Denise. I love just the surprise element. It's just one sudden fall. It's not like an elimination match. You not know what's going to be next. They announced that I was going to be 21 people, but they didn't get to 21 people.
How many did they do in total? Because it was Jay White, yeah. It was Pac, Mystico, Will Ospreay, Shota Umino, Claudio Castagnoli, Leo Rush, which was number 7, Orange Cassidy, Echicero was number 9, and Echicero came out and it was already 7:01.
Right.
So they got to 9 people.
And that was it?
That was it. Yeah, that was it.
Oh, damn.
But they fucking killed it, though.
Yeah, no, that was amazing. Just for that amount of people, and like every moment of it felt hot. Seeing Leo Rush back there might have been my favorite part. Denise, of course, because, you know, by a shout out to my homie Leo Rush. The ovation he got, the spots that he got to be in, that shit was awesome. How was Mystico's reaction out there? Because I know California, you know, we love us some luchadors out here.
I thought it was going to be a little bit bigger. The reaction, I definitely did not. I did not think that it met like the what you would expect from that kind of a crowd. That wasn't there necessarily like the biggest reaction, I would say. The biggest reaction of the night was Will Ospreay. The second that he came out and that he was part of this gauntlet, everybody was like, oh shit, you know, that's when it really went down. But I also think the biggest reaction in the match was when we saw Shota Umino and Will Ospreay basically do their thing.
Yeah,
it was magnificent getting to watch that. I thought that got a really good reaction. The fact that we started with Jay White and Pac, everybody was like, oh shit. All of a sudden, it felt like the show really switched gears. And it was like, oh yeah, hey, remember you're at AEW or the best wrestle? That was basically the statement that they made with this Casino Gauntlet. And then starting it the way they did, and how they basically had everybody in there, everybody looked good. You mentioned Leo Rush, Reg. First of all, I haven't seen Leo Rush wrestle live in a hot minute. It's been a very long time since I've seen Leo Rush wrestle in person. And I was in the second section, so I wasn't floor, but I was in the second section above it. And I forgot how small Leo Rush is. I'm like, dude, did he get tinier? What happened? Is this Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? What is happening?
Oh my God.
But dude, it kind of made it kind of better in a way, because he was so tiny and he was going out there moving like freaking Mighty Mouse.
The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I'm dead, Denise. What is wrong with you? He looked buff, Denise. Don't hate on the homie, Leo Rush.
I'm not hating on the homie. I'm just saying he looked tinier, but it kind of made it better.
Yeah, no, that's his whole thing. That's why he can get under, go and do that evasive work that he has going on there. I thought him getting in there with Claudio was a really dope spot too, because Claudio's such a great base for all these guys. Like, you can see him in the ring with everybody, the luchadors, Pac, anybody. It's like, oh, Claudio and that person is really dope. Pac and Ospreay had a little moment right there where they squared off, where I want to see them go one-on-one. Jay White was kind of, I don't want to say the MVP, but he shined pretty bright in this match. I thought all the moments he slithered in this little snake way to try to get the victory was great. This match was hot, Denise. Will Ospreay won, though, and Will Ospreay is going to take on Swerve at Forbidden Door. How do you feel about this? I'm worried, Denise, because Swerve has just became the world champion, but Will Ospreay's the hottest wrestler in the company. There's no denying.
All right, so the second Will Ospreay came out, it was a given, I think, that he was going to win.
Right.
Now, we weren't expecting Will Ospreay to be in this match. I think that a lot of us had the mindset of, oh, Will Ospreay is probably going to be facing Swerve at All In. I think that's what a lot of people were expecting. The other thing is, okay, he just won the international championship. So now it seemed like he had his own little project, his own little thing to keep him away from the AEW championship. The second he came out in this match, I'm like, oh, he's winning. I would have been pissed if he didn't win. Let's be real.
Right. Yeah.
But the other thing, though, is that immediately a lot of the comments that I saw online is that people are kind of upset at this. People are upset, not necessarily that the match is happening, but that the match is happening in their eyes too soon. Now, I disagree with this, and I know a lot of people feel that it's happening too soon, that because, you know, Swerve is going to lose to Will Ospreay, and they're just going to, you know, have Swerve's freaking run be super fast. Now, the second that Will Ospreay came out, I knew he was going to win, and I started to think about this. So I kind of was thinking about this during the match, and my thoughts are that I do not think Will Ospreay is defeating Swerve Strickland at freaking Forbidden Door. I actually think this is a swerve, or I don't know. Is this a swerve? I may be a swerve because a lot of people are expecting Will Ospreay to win. I don't think he's winning, and I do think that he is going to give Swerve one, they're going to have a really great match, probably the match of Swerve's AEW championship reign. And for Swerve to defeat Will Ospreay would be the thing that makes him an even stronger, bigger champion, because there has been a lot of criticisms right now about Swerve Strickland's reign. There's been people that I loved it. There's been people that are like, he doesn't really feel like champion. We've been seeing the criticisms on social media and what people have been saying. And one of the things people have been saying is, oh, Swerve doesn't feel like a champion because of the way that they position him on the show.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. Okay, you're telling me if they book him in a major freaking match against one of your biggest stars, Will Ospreay, one of your biggest, best wrestlers on the brand, and he defeats that guy, you're telling me that you're not setting up a formidable champion that is just going to be next level? That's what I'm seeing heading into this match at Forbidden Door. So that's what I know. I saw a lot of people down on this booking. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the story. And I also like, because here's my thing, Reg. One more thing and I'll shut the hell up.
No, you're good.
One thing is that sometimes I hate when there are matches that are on the horizon and then they wait too long. It never happens. Someone gets injured. They're out the door, blah, blah, blah. Shit doesn't go down, right? I like that we're getting to the matches that people want to see. I like that. Like, I like that the second Will Ospreay came in, what is he doing? Oh, he has this match with Bryan Danielson. Yep. Now, what is he doing? He's got gold, and he's going to go up against Swerve Strickland.
Yep, exactly. You're breaking all the points here, Denise. I came in, I was going to be like, I'm going to say this to Denise. Like, actually, here we go.
I was thinking about all of this on the drive back. I was like, I'm going to make it on time for this podcast, and this is what I'm going to say.
Exactly. We wasted so much time, Denise, waiting on matches, or like, no, we'll get to it at this pay-per-view, or we'll do it here, or we'll do this, and then a guy leaves, or a guy gets injured, or some kind of something happens. Look, if we got these two people in their primes, and we got big shows coming up, and we need big marquee matches, let's do them right now. Ospreay came in, huge fanfare, became the hottest wrestler in the company with every match. It's like, well, eventually he's going to have to get to the world championship. So how long do we really hold out on it? Now, I thought him winning the international championship was going to be a little detour. Like, okay, that's going to get him over there. Maybe get him out of the way. Maybe forget. They're like, no, let's go head on with it. He's the international champion now. Let's make him the number one contender. But again, like you, Denise, I think it's smart. Swerve, I feel like in the end, we're going to need resume. Like, how was your championship reign? Who did you beat? Who was on there? Well, shit, I beat who many considered the best wrestler in the world, Will Ospreay. Here he goes right here in a big match. Not in the match you guys expected, but it doesn't have to happen at the time that you happen. I think that Swerve needs this because you don't want to continue to have people think that Swerve is playing the back burner, playing a different role than the other guys. If Ospreay is over here having the best match of the show, being involved in the biggest angles, you want to get Swerve involved in that too. You want to get your championship involved in that too. If you could get a huge match, a Swerve, a big victory, and Ospreay more TV time in the main event angle, why wouldn't you do that? And you know me, Denise, I guess a curse word about wins and losses. So like, I don't think it's going to hurt anybody. Will Ospreay could lose 10 times in a row and he's still the best wrestler in the world. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know about 10 times, Reg. I would personally send a strongly worded letter to Tony Khan and be like, Mr. Ospreay has now lost 10 matches. What the hell is going on, Senor Khan?
I was exaggerating. That's fair. Not 10 times in a row, but you know, he could afford to lose the match.
Right, of course. Right. I'm just being super literal. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at on this. Let's go ahead and see what people are saying here in the super chats. Thank you so much to everybody who is coming through. By the way, you guys are awesome. Let's see what the people are saying. So we got Crazy 101 here who says, Mercedes versus Sky was 100. Like Joe that. Bean Hook's teacher is good stuff. Jericho segment was fucking trash. Swerve versus Will WTF should be a banger. Hour two was lit. Thank you so much to Crazy 101. Also, thank you so much to Ebony Prince for becoming a member of the DWO. Crazy 101 also says, Forbidden Door matches so far, Stephanie, Mercedes, Swerve, and Will. He also adds, during his post-show, Sean said Reg likes what Brian Keith is doing. Reg explained because the Jericho stuff sucked today. I almost changed the channel. We'll talk about that. Let's put a pin on that. Sheldon also gifted 5 DWO memberships. Thank you, my friend. Rafael Frankel says, I get to see Ospreay versus Swerve live at Forbidden Door. That, my friend, should be a banger. That has to be the main event of the show for sure. Yeah.
Totally.
Ebony Prince says, hello, everyone. Good show tonight. Thank you so much. Alex Williams sends in a very generous super chat saying, hey, thank you so much for sending this in. I appreciate that a whole lot. We got what Schweitz, no Mun Swiss, who says, I ate from Darby's new shish kebab stand. Dude, Jack Jerry Curry Purry Chicken Special is selling like hot pants. Get it medium. Hell or hell done. My God, that was hard to read.
Tongue twister. You got through it, Denise. Great job.
Hold on. Let me see. Jack Jerk Curry Purry Chicken Special. All right, I'm going to try to say that fast 5 times. Jack Jerk Curry Purry Special Chicken. Oh, fuck. Jack, I fucked up. God damn it. All right, I can't do this. Reg, give it a try.
One out of one. Jack Jerk. I can't say those two words.
Jack Jerk Curry Purry Kitchen. I'm like, where did I get kitchen from?
I can't say Jack Jerk Curry. Jack Jerk Curry Purry Curry.
Bitch, I'm dead. Jack Jerk Curry Purry Chicken Special. Jack Jerk. Oh my God, this is so hard. All right, I'm done. This is killing me. All right, thank you so much for the super chat. We got Roberto Arsenal who says, Okada says, shut up, bitches, and gets love. He's the man. He is the only person, I was thinking about this, truly, besides Will Ospreay, what are the people on the show, no matter what state, what arena, what city, what place they're in, that always gets a massive reaction? Because he's Okada.
That's crazy because people were saying he lost his aura in AEW. That's crazy because this guy can just look. This guy can say one word and everybody goes ham. He did that little thing today and changed the whole crowd. He did it again at the show on Sunday, and he does it every time he has a match. Like, this guy doesn't have aura. I can't believe it.
I feel you, man. We got John Black here who says, Denise's tweet spoiled the Ospreay finish for me, bruv. Wow. What? I put that out like 2 minutes later.
Can't believe you're doing spoiler alerts, Denise.
I'm sorry. My apologies, guys. I forget the time difference on live events. Envy the Engineer says, love seeing Leo Rush. He deserves to be on TV. He's so great. We got the J. Paul R.O. who says, very solid crowd tonight. I was there. Take my money now for Mercedes, Stephanie too. And Swerve versus Ospreay. The cherry on top was finally getting to meet after the week crew tonight. Yo, what's up? The J. Paul R.O. found Will and I after the show. And we got ourselves a nice little ATW picture.
Wow. Shout out to my homie Will Washington. How was he?
He was the reason why I was late for this show. I would have made it on time had I not ran into Will Washington.
Not surprised. I could have guessed that one. Thanks a lot, Will.
I was going to leave at 7:05. I was ready to leave my seat 7:05. I wasn't going to stick around. That was it. I wanted to make it on time for the show. Had I left at 7:05, I would have been here by 7:35, and we would have been doing this show by 7:45.
We've been done already. Look at
this. We'd be done already. All right? So blame Will Washington for the show starting late.
Classic. Classic Will Washington. Now, shout out to my homie.
Grapple Geekery says TV time was a waste of TV time. David Primero says Swerve versus Ospreay, champion versus champion, similar to Cody versus Logan Paul, taken out from Triple H playbook. What do you guys think? What did they say on commentary, Reg? Because I couldn't. What did they say in terms of the international championship? Did they say anything?
There, like, soon as Ospreay won, they were like, "We'll see you guys next week." They're like, "Wasn't even time to establish anything."
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Tony Gamble says people losing their mess because WWF. I'd be buying TNA. Do you think WWE is going to buy TNA? Their library is sure worth a lot, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say no, but honestly, maybe. I don't know. Like you said, their library is worth a lot. They have a lot of wrestlers that spent a lot of time there. AJ Styles, like, they could use it, but it just sounds crazy. Like, what?
I know. It's so fucking weird. And sorry for my language here, but you want to know why it's so weird? Because I remember, and I've said this story before, I grew up a WWE fan, right? Yeah. That was like my promotion. That's what I watched.
Totally.
And I remember TNA, everybody online would just be like, F TNA, TNA sucks. Like, TNA, like, they were getting the treatment that AEW gets right now from hardcore WWE fans. And I remember thinking, well, I'm not going to watch TNA if people are saying these like horrible things about it. Like, I was a tribalist, Reg, back in the day. That was me. Did you not know this? Like, that was me. I would not watch TNA because of all the things WWE fans said about TNA.
Wow.
I started watching TNA, and I've said this story, when I met my now husband, big old geek out there watching TNA wrestling.
Nerd.
I know. He watched TNA. I met him and he was like, you need to watch TNA, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, you're one of those. Oh, damn, you know. But I decided, I gave it a chance. Lo and behold, I became a big fan. Hell, we even went on a date to Bound for Glory. It turned out all right.
Look at that. Love at first sight. That's insane. I can't believe your love for TNA got you a husband. That's insane.
Honestly, TNA did get me a husband, Reg. Not even gonna lie.
True love, Denise.
That's what I'm saying, guys. F tribalism. You might find yourself. I found myself a husband.
Listen, if you just forget about your favorite wrestling promotion and like the other one, you could get married.
It was like Romeo and Juliet, pro wrestling edition.
That's sick that it's attached to TNA. I cannot believe this.
I know. We got, where was I getting at with this?
I have
okay,
no idea.
Yeah. So to think that now there's a chance that WWE could be buying the TNA library, that's why I think about that time period and I think about what we're discussing right now. And I'm like, no, this is the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, that's crazy. You were watching the show live when Jordan showed up?
Yeah. Dude, yeah. What'd you think about that?
I'm still like shocked. Honestly, the Ethan Page thing was more shocking, but the Jordan Grace.
I thought the Jordan Grace stuff was a bigger surprise.
Why? Because she's already been on there.
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting her in this particular moment. Like, Ethan Page was done with AEW. I think at some point we were expecting him to go somewhere.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Yeah, the Jordan Grace stuff just had me like.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is kind of wild. Just like the deals that we're making. I saw earlier that WWE might send some people over there too. And I'm like, that would be nuts.
Oh my God, it's so wild. Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got here. Alexander Fitzgerald says, I popped for Okada saying, shut up, bitches. It was amazing. Well-rounded Leo says, it's strange AEW made a big deal of Swerve being the first black champion on, but here has not main evented one show, and if he main events Forbidden Door, it will only be because of Ospreay. Reg, how do you feel about this? I've said my piece on this.
I don't think so. That's not fair to say. I saw people being like, oh, last match, but like the last match thing, if you get hung up on that, you can, but I don't think it's that. Like, this guy's a world champion. This guy's been representing on all kind of different platforms, has that championship almost everywhere he goes. Like, the thing is being done.
And, you know, he just had this little guess. You might have heard of him. Floyd Mayweather. You might have heard of him.
I'm saying, you know what I mean? But I understand when people are like, oh, if it should feel like a bigger deal. That's fair.
We got David Primero who says, it's just me or what? Mercedes versus Sky Blue tonight was for better. Far better than Willow versus Mercedes. Mercedes is on fire. No, Willow versus Mercedes was still way better.
Agreed. But this match tonight, I think Sky Blue is just so talented in this position. But it is Mercedes. And this is when everybody's like, Mercedes is overrated. Mercedes is this. I'm like, dude, when the bell rings, she could fucking work. What are you talking about?
So let's talk about this. We started off the show with a celebration for Mercedes. And the big thing that we discovered was that Sky Blue was the one who attacked Mercedes. And now we ended up getting this match here tonight. Mercedes' first AEW Dynamite match, finally. Mm-hmm. And they go out there and they freaking kill it. Now, Sky Blue has always been a good opponent for anybody. She hasn't been at the top. Like, you know, she hasn't been AEW Women's Champion. We know that's going to happen at some point. But this girl has legitimately been hustling more than anybody. Her growth has been ginormous. And she has honestly made a really cool name for herself on the brand. Like, I look at her and I'm like, Sky Blue is hella cool. So the second that I realized that she was the one that, you know, in the story had attacked Mercedes, I loved that this was the direction that they were going in with Mercedes, because it's like, oh, now she's going to use her star power to give Sky Blue the rub, just like she did with Willow Nightingale. And we can see a situation where, like, Sky Blue, who knows, becomes, you know, really popular, just like Willow Nightingale did.
Yep. I think this whole thing is really cool, Denise. I like that they played Sky Blue into it, because the story could be, here comes Mercedes in here taking all the spotlight. We were doing this, building this division, and here she comes and gets everything. Sky Blue's like, you're not going to come and just take the spots and take what we built. So I'm going to attack you before you think, maybe throw you off your game. Really cool stuff. And then her immediately getting the match, I think, is awesome too. Not advertising that Mercedes is going to have a match, but then in the show being like, actually, Mercedes is going to have a match. Stick around. Really dope stuff. But the main thing with this is the match is just great. You guys have to see these two work together. Mercedes is so talented at big matches. You forget that when she just has a regular match on a show like this with a talented young person, how great she is. And Sky Blue, like you said, perfect opponent for what AEW represents, for what Mercedes is going to have to put up with on a weekly, on a monthly basis with the rest of the division.
That's what people have been wanting to see. Like you said, what she's going to be putting up with, who she's going to be in the ring with. Like, people want to see these types of matches. People want to see what your Sky Blues, your Julia Harts, your Chris Statlanders, your whoever else. God, why am I blanking on freaking... God damn, this is killing me. You know, I'm talking... Who's out due to injury? She's out due to injury. Everybody loves her. Why am I blanking on her name?
Jamie Hayter.
Jamie Hayter. Jesus Christ. I was like, Julia Hart kept replaying over and over in my head. Like, I had the initials down and I couldn't think of it. Jamie Hayter.
I keep going, but I'm like, I should probably say something.
So you realized I was trying to talk about Jamie Hayter? I just fucking forgot for like a second. What's her name?
She has blonde hair. She's a person.
Like, the girl everybody likes, what are we talking about?
The girl everybody likes. Yeah, what a great way. But yeah, seeing Mercedes interact with all those people is kind of like the draw of this. Okay. Her getting right in, you know?
But heads up, I said that and you knew who I was talking about. You didn't say Saraya. You didn't say Britt Baker. You didn't say all these other names. No, you were like, I know she's talking about Jamie Hayter.
Well, yeah, I'm talking because there's people that I want to see her in there with too. I don't want to see her in there with Britt.
We got Tony Campbell in here who says, AEW is great tonight. Good storytelling. Wednesday, adult wrestling. WWF kids wrestling, says Tony Campbell. We got What Schweitz Noman Swiss who says, AEW man, Ice Cube didn't kick a verse tonight. Huh? Oh man, Ice Cube didn't kick a verse tonight?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't get this one. All right. Mike T9, thank you so much for the super chat. Mike T90K says, did you see the Warner Brothers executives in the crowd? No, because I would imagine that they were probably dressed like in regular clothes. Not like super regular clothes, but like professional clothes, not like in suits and shit.
Right. I mean, they could have been in suits though. Did you see anybody special over there today?
I mean, I didn't look.
Oh, come on.
Everybody just blended in, Reg. Everybody looked the same to me.
Not good journalist work.
I'm sorry. My apologies. You know, I never get to see them. They've been there at all the shows and I never see them.
You would think so. It's LA.
Maybe they're in the back. Or maybe they're just like in the super hidden VIP section.
They're not.
Because I'm not in the VIP section. I'm just in the regular section. All right, Reg. They don't even put me next to the executives.
Yeah, we just talking shit.
Although if I was next to the Warner Brothers Discovery executives, I'd be like, so I got this podcast, Speak Now Pro Wrestling, me and Reg, how would you like to put us on your channel?
I mean, we could make you guys some money.
Stephen Bartoli says, is it MJF versus Swerve at All In? I don't know who Swerve's opponent is at for All In, because right now it just feels so up in the air, given that we're getting this Will Ospreay match.
Okay, that's the question I have for you, Denise. Is there a world where Will Ospreay beats Swerve?
Yes, of course.
There is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't think it'll happen, but I'm going to say yes. I'm only saying it's not going to happen because that's what everybody thinks is going to happen. I'm going against the grain here.
Yeah, but what if you just say, because Ospreay is the hottest wrestler in the company. Yes. And like, what if you just, shit, we gave him the belt?
I'd be really excited. I really like Will Ospreay.
Don't do that to Swerve. Do not agree
to
that.
You see what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Okay, would you be mad if Will Ospreay won? How could you be mad if Will Ospreay wins when he's one of the greatest wrestlers, if not the greatest wrestler right now? How can you be mad about that, Reg? You can't.
You can't. You can't. Especially for someone that, like, if you're the world champion, Denise, and this company's built off we're the best wrestle, you're running into the best wrestlers in the world. We all know Ospreay's that guy. He would beat you in a match potentially, because that's what the thing is. It wouldn't be this big shock. Like, if you're on this crazy schedule where you're back to back with the challengers and the championship defenses, eventually you might run into that guy. And what if you immediately run into that guy? Because that's the bar that we're building over here in AEW.
So what you're saying is you wouldn't be mad.
I was just fighting for Swerve to win like 5 minutes ago, I felt like.
I know. See, and that's what I also saw in the comments, where people were like, oh, you know, this is going to be hard because we really want both guys to win. Everybody wants Swerve. Everybody wants Will. Okay, good. We have a match that people are going to be invested in, and who wins?
That's true.
Isn't
that's
that
true.
Exciting? There's going to be people going, damn, I really, really want Swerve to win. And there's going to be people that are like, Will's got to win, you know? Come on, like, that's what we need. We need intrigue. Like, aren't we so tired of everything being so predictable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the Christian and Swerve match, you were like, oh, I know Swerve's going to be Christian. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, we don't want anything like that. I'd rather it be like, man, Swerve could potentially lose. It is the best wrestler in the world, so I'd rather take it that way. As far as Steven's question, MJF back in the title picture at All In?
Who's Bryan Danielson going to face?
It's a great question. I don't know. I don't know. You got to put Bryan in a big match, I feel. Especially if it's the retirement countdown.
Yeah.
Him and Ospreay. No, he already did that.
They already did that. They haven't done him and Swerve, have they? Am I blanking on that? They've done that when they do that.
That was... it was close to the Seattle show.
Well, I already forgot, so they could do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know what the options are anymore.
I mean, there's a lot of great choices as we're going through, you know?
All right. I'll put some more thought into that. If anybody has any brilliant ideas, let us know. All right, we got Ricardo here. Lil Stinger since 88 says, wow, I get to be here live for once. Hi, Reg. What is up?
What's up, Ricardo? Thanks for joining us late night.
Well, Rounded Leo says, so is this the last match? So is the last match the most important? Look, it depends on how you're asking this question. Because, Reg, when you think about, for you, Does it have to be the main event to be the most important match?
No. For me, I don't care about match placement. The first match could be just as important as the last match. If the world championships is in the first match or the third match or the fourth match, still the world title match for me. The placement of the match, I don't really care about it, honestly.
Let me ask you a question, Reg, and to the people here. For example, because this was the first thing that popped into my head. When you think of WrestleMania 18, what was the match that you think about when you think about that WrestleMania?
Yeah, that's the one to bring up with Hogan and Rock. Not the main event.
Not the main event.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the end of the day, we remember the matches that either were the biggest moment in terms of the wrestlers or whatever, or the best match. Like, that's what you're going to remember. But I do think that I do prefer for the championship to be the main event, except for certain situations. For example, using WrestleMania 18 as an example, I would have definitely had The Rock and Hulk Hogan as the main event, you know?
My two favorite WWE matches of all time are not the main event. 25, Undertaker and Shawn Michaels, not the main event. 13, Bret Hart and Stone Cold, not the main event. So, depends. TLC, not the main event. Like, all my favorite matches ever are not usually not the main event.
Right. So there you go. I guess that's a difficult question that can be asked. God, if like we had like a wrestling freaking class where we just all went in and discussed this, this would be a class topic right there and there.
It would. Everybody, you know, get your notes out.
This would be the debate. This would be the debate. Like, you got to debate though. That, right. Mm-hmm. That would be a really good debate class. If anybody here is a teacher and you're looking for a debate topic, this one's it right here. Mm-hmm. Although ain't nobody talking about this in school. I hope you guys are not. There's way more important stuff to be talking about. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see what else we got here. We got what Schweitz Numan Swiss, who says, does Selma Hayek and Lyra Valkyria look alike to you? No way, Jose. Not in a million years do they look alike. Let me Google Selma Hayek. What does she look like right now?
So fine.
Oh, you know what?
Who are you thinking of?
If you squint a little bit, you can kind of see it. I can kind of see what he's saying.
What you mean? I don't know.
They don't look alike.
No. Selma Hayek is 10 out of 10. I guess I don't know what the homegirl looks like, maybe.
You don't know what Lyra Valkyria looks like? She is gorgeous.
Is she? She fine?
Yeah, she's got like that classy, elegant look. I love women with the classy, elegant look.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like the one where you look at her and you're like, oh, she's got class. That's Lyra.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I can kind of see what he's saying, but not really.
No, I wouldn't say so. She's pretty cute though.
Lyra?
Oh, she's Irish.
Yeah, she's Irish.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Alexander Fitzgerald says Hangman wins the Owen and challenges Swerve at All In. Oh, I forgot about Hangman.
Hangman. Yeah. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hangman wins the Owen challenges Swerve at All In.
You're okay with seeing this match for a fourth time?
Yeah, no, when you say it like that, no, I don't want that.
I didn't mean it like that.
I'm like, you bring it up like that. I'm like, no, I don't want to see it at All In.
All right. Well, I didn't mean to have that effect.
Wow.
All right. Deuce Rhodes says, any fire to the Saraya tweet from earlier. I did see that. I saw the tweet earlier, and I'll be honest with you, I thought that was kayfabe.
What'd she say?
She basically said that she was going to start talking about some stuff, something along those lines. When she deleted the tweet, I realized, oh, I was wrong in my initial assumption that it was a kayfabe thing. When she deleted it, I realized there might be some smoke to the fire there.
Oh, God.
So make what you will of that. We got Donnie J here, who says, was cool seeing you and Will at Dynamite. I liked your glasses, BTW. Have a good rest of the day. Thank you so much, Danny. So, Reg, at Double or Nothing, I wore my glasses for the first time to a wrestling show because the ring is far, okay? Oh, the ring is far.
You're getting old, Denise.
It's just this eye here, all right? It's just this eye. I'm far. That's my issue. It's this eye. I can't see from far. But only when I close this eye. So this eye has to be closed in order for me not to see from this eye. It's a science.
What?
Okay. My left eye is perfectly fine.
Okay.
far close. I can see anything. All right. Mm-hmm. I got X-ray vision. I can see anything. My right eye, I can see close, perfectly fine. Somewhat far, perfectly fine. Far, 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 it's a blur.
Oh, so do your glasses look crazy? Is one like a Coke bottle and the other one's thin?
No, they look the same. But I wear them so that my eyes will be evened out when I'm watching wrestling because the ring is far.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and so I wore them today at the show too. Mm-hmm. And someone asked to take a picture, and I took off my glasses for the picture because I was like, nah, I ain't ready to be taking pictures with my glasses.
Why are you ashamed, Denise? What's wrong with glasses?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
What's wrong with seeing? What's wrong with eyesight? What's wrong with, you know, looking at things?
Nothing. We got Crazy 101 who says, if Will loses that Forbidden Door, would you want him in Owen Cup? Of course. Nothing's going to change my mind on Will Ospreay, guys.
Yes, I want him in the Owen Cup. How do you feel? Somebody earlier in the chat, Denise, said that you shouldn't have champions in a match like this. Like, Ospreay shouldn't have been in the match because he's already a champ.
I don't mind it because at the end of the day, the main championship is the AEW World Championship, and everybody right. should be striving to be AEW World Champion.
Right. Yep.
That's how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. We got Alexander Fitzgerald that says Stephanie Vaccaro looks like Kat Dennings. I need to see them side by side. Me you too. Think so?
I need to see them side by side too.
Reg, you're a sick man. You're a sick man, Reg. Mike T90K says the sky blue. What is going on here? We're just going to talk about every woman who looks like somebody. The sky blue looks like Riley Reid. I don't know who Riley Reid is. Do you know who Riley Reid is? Should I Google Riley Reid?
No, maybe don't look this one up. No, you keep that one. Just imagine this one.
Oh,
I said just imagine this one, Denise.
No, I Googled it. And Wikipedia tells me she's won over 45 awards in her category for her performance of work.
What category?
The P category?
The P category.
The P category.
What is P?
I don't think I'm allowed to say that word on YouTube.
What?
The P word that Riley Reid does. Anyways, thank God I didn't know who that was. Because imagine how embarrassing people would be like, oh, Denise watches the P word.
I told you not to.
Well, I thought, oh, maybe she's like some girl who comes out in Marvel.
She comes out a lot of places. Let's move on, Denise.
After dark, everybody would speak now pro wrestling. Well-rounded, Leo says to me. Also, Mike just outed himself.
Oh, Mike definitely knows exactly what it is.
Well-rounded, Leo says to me, there's a difference between my favorite match and the most important. Yeah, of course. Oh, for sure. I feel that. Yeah. I do feel that. Manny Fresh 369 just became a brand new member. We got Rafael Garcia who says, full disclosure, I wanted Shooter to win the match. That would have been fucking cool. To have Shota Umino win the match, that would have been really cool.
Yeah, I think with the Forbidden Door kind of theme, it would have made a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think that's what people were expecting. Sheldon Jackson here says, I think Don Callis is going to screw Ospreay at Forbidden Door to set up the Don Callis family versus United Empire.
I like What's that. Up?
Sheldon Jackson out here with his thinking cap. Alexander Fitzgerald says, cue Blue Chew ad. How much do you think Riley would charge for that? I was going to say, maybe we can have her on here.
I mean, it's podcast. I don't know if she's in her prime anymore, so we might be.
Oh, she's not. Her. Sorry, I mean, I'm not up to date with the prime peak porno P word.
I don't people. Really. Let's move on. I don't want to. I can't. I'm going to get in trouble.
Okay. I was going to say, who's like the Roman Reigns of the P category? Like right now, Roman Reigns. Who's the Cody Rhodes? Who's the Cody Rhodes?
Whoever it is.
I need this in wrestling terms, okay? You tell me.
Whoever that is, I wouldn't know because I watched like the indie superstars. Okay, look, we got to move on already. I don't want to. Oh my God.
All right, don't worry. Well, I mean, people are sending in names. I don't know any of these people, but I'll find out at some point. but they all.
Well, you'll find out at some point. What the hell does that mean?
Hey, I do research. It's for the sake of the show. Hey, I searched Dr. Umar, didn't I?
Oh, you did. That was a good one.
See? All right. We got Travis Lindsay here, who says the start of the second hour is important and Swerve spot. Thank you so much, Travis Lindsay, for that super chat. All right. We got to get to other parts of the show. We already discussed the Mercedes Moné Sky Blue stuff. So I want to go ahead and jump into the TV time with Chris Jericho. So we ended up getting this whole, he's redoing the highlight reel, but this is like polar opposite of the highlight reel. I remember being a big fan of the highlight reel and thinking it was like the coolest thing ever. And I was a big fan, but we're getting the learning tree. We got Big Bill. We've got your homeboy, Brian Keith. He went out there and his job was basically to flatter Chris Jericho. He boosted his ego, man. He was like, Jericho, you don't get any respect. You're the greatest ever, man. The whole time I was thinking about you, Reg. I need to know how you felt about this.
Denise, I feel like a personal attack has been sprung upon Righteous Reg. As I'm watching this happen, I'm like, why are they doing this to me specifically? Like, I don't know what I ever did to deserve this, but this is crazy. They got one of the best wrestlers in the world out here just praising Chris Jericho, saying nobody respects him here. Everybody backstage doesn't give him what he wants. It's Chris Jericho. He's been champion. I'm like, what is this? Why is this happening? Why this? And then when Big Bill's like, oh, he's a bad apple. I'm like, if they start calling him the bad apple, Brian Keith, Denise, I'm going to scream.
It looks like they are, though, Reg. It got boos. When Big Bill mentioned the big apple joke, the apple doesn't fall from the tree, something like that, it got booed. You know what that means. They're going to run with it.
What? Why, Denise? Why? Tell me.
It's better that you hear it from a friend. I'm going to break the news to you. He's going to have a little apple shirt that says PK in the apple.
I'm dead. Listen, he was on TV, Denise, in front of a crowd.
The promo was, look, aside from the words that were said, let's be real. He had a lot of energy in that promo. And yes, you know what? I bought it, man. I was like, oh, Brian Keith really loves Chris Jericho.
Oh, my God. That's the part that you bought? I'm dead. No, don't buy that part.
He did good in the promo.
He felt believable. Exactly. He felt like he belonged in that spot. Not like, let's find somebody in the back to blah, blah, blah. Like, even if it's the content of his delivery is insane, but he did it and made me believe that he's going to help out Chris Jericho and is down for Chris Jericho. And like I said, got a TV spot in LA. Like, I'm happy about it, even though it's ridiculous. I'm sorry, you guys.
Right. And now we need to talk about Hook and Samoa Joe. It looks like there's something happening there. And I said it, Reg. I said it. I was like, Samoa Joe isn't doing anything. He's so going to get involved in this whole story. And we've started to see that come about now.
Yeah, I'm excited about that part. I don't know if they're going to do like a 3-on-3 versus each other, but Samoa Joe, Hook's best thing that he's ever done in AEW, we've talked about Denise on the show, is with Samoa Joe. So like, if he's going to get more of that, what we have then I'm all in.
I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to. I know.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You know where I was going with this.
Leave me alone.
All right, we got John Black here who says Saraya times bio, light, I'ma head out. Did she change her bio? Well, I don't know what her original bio looked like.
What's her, tell you. What does she think is going to happen here, Denise?
I don't know. We got Grapple Geekery who says, I'm sure a lot of people call it research.
Mm-hmm. That's actually what she said.
So my husband's a big Jets fan, right? And every time I say, oh, I'm going to do research on something, he always calls me Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers is known for doing his own research. You know, he gets a little, gets a little out there. So mm-hmm. It's the running joke in my house that every time I say it, I'm going to do some research, he's like, all right, Aaron Rodgers.
Same shit.
Yeah, same shit. Let's see. We got what Schweitz Noman Swiss who says all about the Benjamins movie starring Brian Keith.
Good movie.
I haven't seen it, actually.
Never seen All About the Benjamins?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. Grapple Geekery says Jericho has Reg trading weed for copium.
Listen, you're right. I can't even fight back.
Crazy 101 says, nah, Reg, I'm mad. He's in the vortex. I'm disappointed.
Fair enough. Look, I can't even fight back, Denise. I'm being a hypocrite. Y'all got me. Y'all got it.
Oh, man. All right. Nothing much to say about Jon Moxley versus Rocky Romero. This was for the IWGP World Title Eliminator. The crowd really wasn't too into this one, unfortunately, but it was a good match, though.
We're going to talk about Jon Moxley one day, Denise, but I'm going to let you live tonight.
What?
The last couple weeks. I don't know. Last couple weeks, you've been on the.
Two times.
Nope.
Mm-mm. I didn't like the match with Konosuke Takeshita last week. And then this week, I just said the crowd wasn't into it. They were. I sat there. I was there, Reg.
I think we need to have a talk about Jon Moxley. I'm going to save it. But I see what's going on here. What you got against Moxley, Denise?
I don't got nothing against Moxley.
I think you might.
I do not.
Is he on the same level as Roderick Strong?
No.
The way you look,
Jon Moxley a lot higher than Roderick Strong.
I don't know.
All right, whatever. Whatever. The Don Callis family.
Right. Yeah. Somebody said you're part of the crowd. You're like, the crowd was booing. I'm like, yeah, you were in the crowd.
Bro, I wasn't even speaking. I just sat there. So, but the crowd was, I thought I don't know.
You were in the crowd. You're the crowd when you say the crowd.
Yeah, but I don't really count because I'm not a vocal person in the crowd. Like, I don't chant. I don't cheer. I just sit there.
You do. You're boring.
Yeah, exactly. So technically, I don't count as part of the crowd. I'm just there. All right, we got the Don Callis family situation that went down here. Stokely Hathaway, Chris Statlander come out as Don Callis is trying to get Orange Cassidy to join the Don Callis family. Chris Statlander tries to speak for him. They bury Willow Nightingale during this. Freaking Stokely's pretty hilarious in the whole thing. And this basically ended with Trent Beretta coming out and attacking Orange Cassidy. And then pretty much we see like everybody going after and attacking Orange Cassidy. Don Callis out there stepping on the guy with his fancy shoes. Don Callis be getting that heat, man. He got some good stuff in LA. He got some good boos. My ears were ringing. That's how much he was getting booed.
Yeah, at one point when Orange Cassidy ripped up the contract and Don Callis was picking up, Taz on commentary is like, his big head is picking it up. I was like, Don Callis does have a really giant head. Like, his head is so huge. I'm sure from where you were sitting, you could see how giant his head was. On Sunday, Denise, remember when we were talking about this and I was like, everybody thinks that Orange Cassidy is going to be the one to join Don Callis. And you were like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I don't know nothing. I'm like, everybody was just in for this little thing the whole time. What if Orange Cassidy joins? How much sense would Orange Cassidy joining Don Callis make, you guys? What?
I don't know, man. All right, so you know what I was thinking about during this? You know how, like, back in the day, for example, in Greece, like, all of those actors were supposed to be playing high school students, right? But they looked hella old, right? Like, they're not supposed to be high school students, right?
For example, Greece. What?
All right, this is what I was thinking about. When I was watching this, I felt like Don Callis was giving me school principal vibes. Like, yeah. To me, he looks like the evil school principal. And the way that Orange Cassidy dresses like a high school student. So then I started thinking, oh, man, if they were in a movie, they would be perfect for those high school movies from back in the day where they had older actors pretending to be 15.
So Orange Cassidy is an older actor pretending to be 15. Don Callis does give up real Snyder from Three Ninjas vibe. You know who Snyder is?
No, but is he a school principal? He gives like, that's what he gives the vibes as, evil principal.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe you went to Grease. You really are a grandma, Denise. Your knees probably hurt right now.
No, I hate that movie, by the way. I'm not a fan of Grease.
Well, why did you say that then?
Because that's like the one. Come on, look at the freaking actors back then. They were supposed to be 15, 16, 17.
Yeah, John Travolta's like 35. And they're like, dude, you're 35. What are you doing?
Right. Like, they were all super old. They were high school students. Compare them to like the cast of 13 Reasons Why. All right, whatever. I ain't going to get into this. All right, we got Sven Big here who says, just wanted to say thank you guys for always a great show. You guys are the best. Shout out to Stephanie Bakur for making an appearance. She looked phenomenal. Right. If you guys want to learn more about Stephanie, I did do an interview with her on the channel here. Just search it here on the channel. Her and I chatted. Really fun. Really nice girl. Very talented girl who worked very, very hard to get where she's at right now. So check that interview out. We got Grapple Geekery here who says, Reg, it gave me no pleasure to say it. Hugs, man.
I know. It's we just got to appreciate time and effort and being on TV, you guys. That's it.
David Primero brings up Chris Statlander's promo saying it sounded like Fallon Henley's heel turn. Maybe she needs a manager too, like Stokely. I actually did, by the way, really enjoy Chris Statlander cutting her promo.
Me too.
I feel like it's been a while since I've really, really heard her talk. Because she's been in talking segments, but she's had a few words. But to cut a whole promo, I felt like she looked different to me.
Yeah, she did look like a different light was on her. It's been a while since she's just sat and got 2 to 3 minutes to really get her stuff off. And I thought it made her look really strong, especially after the stuff that Stokely said. You would know, Denise, you watch NXT. Did it give you Fallon Henley vibes?
It actually did. I didn't realize it until David Primero mentioned it. I could see the similarity between them two in terms of how they cut the promos. Mm-hmm. But also, and I think that both Chris Statlander and Fallon Henley have something in common where Chris Statlander, for the most part, to me, feels like a very natural babyface. She's been in a position where people have been liking her and cheering her for such a long time. And that was the same thing with Fallon Henley over on NXT. And so she turns heel. And now we're starting to see this whole new side of her. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with Chris Statlander. We're starting to see this whole new side of her that we're not used to. So I do sort of see those parallels. Two totally different performers, totally mm-hmm. different stories, journeys, careers, etc. But I do see the parallels.
Yeah, that's dope.
What Schweitz No Man Swiss says, call him Yellow Cassidy. Take a bathroom break when he's on TV and freshly pee. You ever hear me talk like that, Reg? You're out here saying I hate Roderick Strong. I hate John Moxley. I hate this person, that person. I have never said any of this.
You're like, this is not a thing that women do. They like pass it. Like, I don't talk crazy about him, but like, it's the way that you say it that's even worse than if you were like, I hate him. You know what I mean? Like, the way that you talk is worse than if you're like, he's bad, but you're just like passively, aggressively hating him. It's crazy.
I am not passive aggressive, Reg.
You are, Denise.
No, I'm not.
You trying to do it with Roderick Strong, and now you're doing it with Moxley all the time, and it's just like, just say it, dude. I don't know why you're acting like that.
What are you talking about? Hold on. So if someone has a match that is not interesting, all of a sudden, I hate it again.
Now she's doing it again.
How is that being passive aggressive?
This is classic.
All right, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to keep track of every match you don't like, who's in it, and I'm gonna freaking tally it up and watch. At the end of the year, I'm gonna come out with a list.
A woman doing it again. She's trying to flip it on me. She's like, no, don't blame it on me. It's you. Now she's flipping it. You guys see it? It's happening in real time.
No, you know everyone's gonna side with you because we have a predominant male audience and they are going to side with you because that's just how it be, all right? What is it, Mars? Who's from Mars? Who's from Venus?
Listen, real time, you guys. She tried to flip it. She's like, actually, you're the one. I'm like, wait a second. We're talking about you.
All right. First of all, remind me again. Who's from Mars? Who's from Venus?
Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
All right. Well, there you go. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying here. Everyone's going to side with you because Men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
That doesn't even mean anything.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. People are naturally inclined to go with who they associate with.
All right. You're the one that said you were a tribalist very not that long ago.
Oh my God. I was like a teenager when I was a tribalist.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Travis Lindsay says, a little extra for all the hard work and travel you both have been doing lately. Thank you so much, Travis. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
What's your next trip, Denise? Are you going to go to Forbidden Door?
Oh, Glasgow.
Oh, you're going to
Clash of the Castle.
Wow. Yeah, Clash of the Castle. Wow, that's far.
Yeah, I know. I'm really excited.
Is this your first time?
Yeah, never been. So I'm really excited about it. And I hope it goes well.
Yeah.
I don't know what to really expect, but I'm excited. And then
I don't know anything in the world about it. Like, I don't know one.
Me either. I just know Drew McIntyre.
Right.
And by the way, I'm going to be really disappointed if I freaking show up to Scotland, Reg, and there are not a bunch of men in those freaking kilts. I'm going to be pissed.
We're
going to
be on regular jeans, and Denise is going to be like, where's your skirts?
I'm going to be pissed, Reg. I am traveling across the world. I don't want to see men in pants.
You're right. No, you want the full experience. I get it. I understand.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know how pissed I was when I went to Texas and I didn't see no tumbleweeds?
You was in the wrong part of Texas. That's why.
Like, I want it to be like what the stereotypical of what I expect for whatever place to be. Like, I want to show up and see what I'm expecting.
Not every place, because, you know.
Sometimes. Well, you know what I mean. If I go to Italy, I want to see the guys with the cute little black handlebar mustache. I want to see people talking with their hands. I want to see everybody eating pizza.
But when people come to Oakland and get their windows broken on their car, then everybody's crazy. Now we're this. I thought you wanted the full experience. You want your window broken or not?
You get the full Oakland.
Do you want your window broken or not? Okay.
Hey, it's a memory. Go back and tell your family you went to Oakland, got your car full broken experience. Into.
They took all of my stuff. I had to buy new fans. Oakland, baby.
Oh man, I can't anymore. Alvin White Jr. says, random. Does anyone randomly sing that CEO song? Yeah, it's starting to get on my nerves.
Yeah, I'm randomly CEOing on.
That does not mean I hate Mercedes Moné, by the way, just because the song's starting to get on my nerves.
I think that's the point. She still won't try to do this baby face thing, and it's Mercedes. Stop.
I think that's on purpose, though.
Is it?
Because every heel thinks they're loved.
But today, because the whole thing, like today, Sky Blue was like the heel and she was still playing the baby face.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know?
Yeah.
But I get it.
All right. Thank you so much to Alvin White Jr. for that super chat. All right. So let's see what else we got here. The Elite go out there on the show. We had Okada be talking his shit. Mm-hmm. They made it seem like Jack Perry was going to become the new TNT champion. They address Adam Copeland's situation. They make fun of him, all of that. And for a minute, it looks like they're just going to hand the opportunity to Jack Perry. But instead, we see Christopher Daniels walk out, and he says that Tony Khan has essentially made him the new interim executive vice president. And now he is essentially going to be speaking for Tony Khan. And so instead, we're going to be seeing qualifying matches over the next few weeks to determine who is going to become the TNT champion in a ladder match at Forbidden. Is the match going to be at Forbidden Door?
The Forbidden Door, he said.
Forbidden Door, thank you. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Qualifying matches for the ladder match at Forbidden Door.
Right. This is earlier. I posed a question on Twitter who kind of would want what people would want to see as a TNT champion, and a lot of people were saying Jack Perry. So it almost is like, oh, they're gonna do the thing that people are thinking. But this is also kind of the other thing people are thinking. It's AEW. They'll probably do like some kind of tournament, which will lead to a ladder match. All the usual suspects that need to be in this match, I think, should be present here. Garcia, Takeshita, Hook, Brian Keith, like the people that they expect to win the championship should all be involved in the ladder match. Jack Perry might be the eventual winner, but I think everybody needs to be present that's going to represent what the rest of that division is going forward.
Yeah, and it should 100% be Jack Perry. Yeah, there's no reason to not pull the trigger on that. So yeah, I agree with that. All right. So we do have Dynamite announcements for next week. MJF returns, and then we're going to be seeing Mariah May versus Saraya. And then we're also going to be seeing for Collision, they announced Will Ospreay defending the international title against Kyle O'Reilly.
Oh my God. Yes. That's going to be insane.
And then Rampage today. Oh, wow. They did Konosuke Takeshita versus Penta El Cero I can't say Penta El Cero Miedo.
There you and go. You left, Denise? Reason.
I didn't know they were doing this match.
Because you don't care about Rampage.
Had I known they were going to do this match, I would have stayed.
No, you wouldn't have.
No, I wouldn't have because I had the show. We also had Satnam Singh in action, Timeless Tony Storm versus Viva Van, and Kyle O'Reilly in action.
Sweet. Love
you. So there you go. So tune into Rampage on the 31st.
This is Rampage, baby.
All right. We got what Schweitz here who says, cheesy-os, cheesy-os, cheesy-os.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Travis Lindsay says, maybe Saraya and Mariah May are cut because of the TNT title news. Yeah, so that match looked like it was going to be happening today, I believe. And then turns out that it didn't happen. I don't know what happened in terms of why that didn't play, why that didn't occur.
Time. I don't know.
All right. Mm-hmm. Travis Lindsay, thank you so much for the super chat. I mean, are you heartbroken we didn't see it? I do love Mariah May, by the way.
Mariah May is tremendous.
By the way, from now on, moving forward, I'm just going to start addressing everybody and saying whether or not I'm a fan. That way, there are no mistakes here made, Reg.
What? So if you're not a fan of them, are you going to say that?
I'm just going to say their name. No, just kidding. That would be too much work. Can you imagine?
Yes, I can imagine.
All right, guys. Did we talk about everything? Did we cover everything? I think we did.
Yeah.
We did. All right, everyone. That was AEW Dynamite for today. Seriously, as always, we want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to the post show and chatting with us, for waiting for us to do the show a little later than normal. And please check out all of the videos that I've been posting here on the channel. There are so many videos from Double or Nothing, King and Queen of the Ring, NXT last night, which was very newsworthy. You guys can check all of that out. If you enjoyed the show with myself and Reg, we are here each and every single Wednesday. I'll be back this Friday with Robin to talk about SmackDown. I'll be here this Saturday to talk about Collision. And Reg, what do you got going on? Oh, wait, sorry. One more thing. I'm dropping an interview tomorrow, a pretty big one. Keep an eye out for it. 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Reg, what is up?
Yep, I saw the link for the interview. That's going to be dope. I have Ask
Graphic. That's a different one.
Oh, that's a different one.
That's a different one. I haven't done that one yet. I'm doing that one tomorrow.
Damn, she's on fire, you guys. Definitely check all those out. Graphicity is back this week. I actually took the whole week off last week. Look at me, no podcasting. But it's back in full force. Tomorrow I'll be with Phil. Saturday I'll be with Phil. Indeed was on earlier today. I'm always on with Denise. You know what time it is. I appreciate y'all for sticking around so late. Denise rushing home and missing Penta. It's lit.
I know. And by the way, when you weren't here last week, I told everybody you were on the Roman Reigns schedule.
Wow. I'm just trying to get out, see some sights, be in the world, and this is what you do and talk about me? All right, I'll see you.
Alrighty, everyone. That's the show for today. Have a great night. Thank you so much as always. Bye, everyone.
If a friend asks how you're doing and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.